Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah, bud. So I'm not doing the intro anymore. Just gonna fucking go right into it. I got an intro coming from some boys in California. It should be pretty good, but good things are on the way. And speaking of good things, I think I'm gonna do this podcast by myself from now on. I think it kind of was a little better before when I was doing it by myself. Like, and all in good fun and whatnot, but like, I'm not gonna have a co-host that like refers to you guys as a handful of listeners, and I'm not gonna have a guy that blatantly makes stories up. Like, I don't need to do that. Why should anybody else have to just make up stories? So I think better you guys, and I'm just gonna give you my fucking twist on everything, and I don't think there'll be that many fucking complaints, huh? Fuck yeah. So moving forward, out the old and with the fucking new, boys. Here we go. So what the fuck do I got? Oh, I got some good shit. So about 2 weeks ago, it's like the weekend after I did the last one, I was like, you know, I just wasn't in my like right head space. Like, I just needed to do like mushrooms or something. I was like, fuck. I'm like, I'm gonna get a bunch of mushrooms and like trip out. And I was like, fuck that. I'm like, every time I get mushrooms, I trip out for a bit and then I fucking puke. I was like, there's gotta be something else. And I've been saying it for so long. I want to do DMT. And like, DMT, the spirit molecule, for anybody that doesn't know what that is, just Google, like, pause this right now and just fucking Google that. And you'll know. It's basically like this psychedelic drug that fucking takes you to like heaven. That's basically what the drug is. And I always heard that. So I was like, fuck it. I'm gonna see if I can get some. So like, what do? I go in my old iPhone, like the one from like 5 years ago, and I like go in and I find this number, this old drug dealer. And it's like, I know it's my drug dealer. Like, I go in the phone, it's like every drug dealer I've ever had in my life, I put them in the phone. It's like drug dealer one, drug dealer two. And I just like found, it's like three drug dealers on my phone. I'm like, oh, I'm just gonna start at the top of the list, I guess. Message number, get his number, message number one. I was like, dude, can you get DMT? He's like, fuck yeah, dude. He's like, I got to batch this shit right now. I'm like, may I grab a hit? He's like, fuck yeah. The dude delivered it to my house. I was like, all right, like, I got to chill out though. Cause like my girlfriend's fucking 9 months pregnant, like literally could have a kid at any time. I was like, all right, I can't be doing like psychiatry or like those type of drugs. And like her going to labor and I'm fucking tripping balls talking to fucking like Jesus Christ. And like, she's like, we gotta go to the hospital. Like, that'd be fucking bad. Right. So I was like, all right, well, like, go to her. I was like, yo, you should go to your parents for the night and see them. Like, you know, have a good time. She's like, actually, I think I was going to do that. I'm like, all right, I'll just clean up the house and shit, you know, have fun. Oh, fuck that. I didn't clean a goddamn thing. I literally like sat in my house and like just waited for her to leave. Texted her when she got out through her parents. I'm like, bomb. Wait like 20 minutes, got in a safe spot, fucking got cushions all around me on the couch. I'm like, fuck it. I actually bought a bong because I burned. It's like a little like brown crystal. I'm like, this dude either sold me meth or he sold me fucking like rock salt or something. But I'm like, either way, like, this better do something. Fucking smoked it. Swear to God, it was like instantaneous. It was like, as soon as I hit it, it was like everything stopped. And I was like, what the fuck? And like, all I can say is like, I sat back in my chair, my couch, and just like sat there and like went to a different plane of fucking existence. Like, literally, like, was just in like space, like black all around me. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, am I dead? And I was like, no, I can't be dead. I'm like, that person would never sell me anything that would kill me. I was like, he seemed like a good guy. I'm like, all right. So I'm sitting there, and then there was just a voice. And it was the creepiest thing. So I'm in complete darkness. There's like stars, like almost like outer space, stars and shit. And then like there's a voice. And it was like, ask me any question you want. I was like, what the fuck? So I asked these questions. But the fucked up thing is, I would ask a question and then it would like respond. The person would respond. And then like, but there was no words. The person was like telepathically like giving me feelings, being like, everything's gonna be okay, you're chill, everything's good in your life. But there was no words. It was just like feeling of like, everything's gonna be all right. It's like, holy fuck. And like, it felt like I was like in this trip for like hours. Like, I fucking seriously thought it was like 6 hours of tripping balls, just sitting up in space, talking with some different fucking being that God knows. I don't even think it was God. I think it was just whatever that fucking level of fucked up I was on, it was. And I asked it a bunch of questions that felt like hours, but it was like literally when I finally snapped out of it, it was kind of like I kind of a haze, and I just like opened my eyes and everything was completely normal. I was completely dead sober. Like, what the fuck? Like, oh my God. Like, this is that was like the craziest shit. And I had my PlayStation on, and I look at the time on my PlayStation, it was literally 4 minutes. 4 minutes felt like 6 hours. It was insanity. I highly recommend trying DMT, because I literally, after I tried DMT, I was like, you know what? Like, new beginning, new lives fucking showing up, like, out with the fucking old horse shit that dragged you down, in with the fucking good bullshit that's gonna pick you up, make you better. Because that's what the point of this podcast is, the whole point of it. Make you fuckers laugh, and fucking make you laugh often. But I'm not gonna lie to you motherfuckers. There's no way. If I have to tell you a story about some crackhead on the side of the street I saw, then I'll just fucking tell it like I fucking sees it. And that's the best thing. So, fuck. Try DMT. It fucking changes your mind about everything. And, like, even my girlfriend, she's like, honestly, like, she's like, you're almost, like, talking different. I was like, yep, fucking right. I'm like, I have a new outlook. I have a new outlook on life. Let's fucking go. All right, fucking let's do it. Fucking so then that was the next day. She came home and everything was chill. And then that night, I was like, of course, what happens? I was like, well, fuck, I'm gonna have a couple drinks, you know, fucking couple drinks of vodka. Like, went to bed around fucking 9 o'clock so I could wake up for work at like 4 in the morning. Like, 2 in the morning rolls around. Girlfriend wakes me up. She's like, yeah, I'm in labor. I'm like, holy shit. I'm like half cut, maybe getting a little hungover at that point. I'm like, fuck's sake. So get in, fucking drive her to the hospital and shit, and go in there, and it's like this big fucking to do. And like, they're like, yeah, like, basically you're gonna have to wait. Like, she's not at the point where she can have the kid, so like, you have to wait. Like, all right, like, no problem, like, whatever. 32 fucking hours later. And everybody's like, oh, don't worry, bro. They don't keep them in labor for like 18 hours. That's bullshit. They like had her in fucking labor for 32 hours and like were giving her medications and shit, and like the medications weren't working. It's like, what the fuck? So I just sat in the hospital for 32 fucking hours. I slept. They're like, oh, we can like give you a bed if you want to sleep in like a side room. I'm like, no, I'm like, I'll just sleep on the chair. Fuck that. The worst fucking like sleep ever. So I just slept on the fucking ground. I just like got a sheet, put the sheet down on the ground, slept on the fucking floor beside my girlfriend's bed. I was like, no big deal, whatever. And then the fucking nurse comes in. She's like, are you sleeping on the floor? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, is that bad? She's like, yeah, like, just to let you know, like, they don't clean the floors that well. Like, I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like, it's a fucking hospital. It's like sterile. She's like, yeah, like, I don't know. Like, she's like, you're in a birthing room right now. So she's like, there's probably been a lot of like vagina membranes and like, you know, like fetus stuff and all that on the floor. And she's like, I don't know how that is. So she's like, I just wouldn't trust it. I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'm not sleeping any fucking more. Jesus Christ. So I got up, just hung out the rest of the time. And finally they were just like, yeah, like, she's not giving labor. We're going to have to cut the kid out. It's like, holy fuck. Like, C-section? Like, all right, fuck. Like, you know, fucking broad's all scared. I'm all fucking freaked out. And then they're like, yeah, we're going to take her in proper. We're going to fucking get her started. And then we're going to bring you in to support her. I'm like, yeah, that sounds great. And I get all fucking done up in like the scrubs and shit. And this nurse comes in from this room. She's like, yeah, we're ready for you. And they're like, they've actually started on her already. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, fuck, whatever. So we walk into this room. And as we walk in, I can see directly behind. Like, I'm in like not in front of my girlfriend. I'm behind all the people doing the surgery, and I can see her fucking stomach open. Like, legit 4 or 5 people around her, like, in her stomach doing shit. And I walked in. We walked in the back door. And then all of a sudden, they all turn around. They, like, look at us, and then they just, like, kind of, like, go back to it. And she's like, oh, she's like, let's just go this way. And we go around. I'm sitting, like, right beside my girlfriend. They have, like, a big, big sheet in front of her so she can't see, right? And then there's a doctor on the other side of the sheet. He's like, looks at the nurse that brought me in. He's like, you've worked here for 2 years and you seriously didn't know you were bringing him in the back door. And then the doctor looks at me. He's like, man, sorry. She's supposed to bring you through the other door so you don't see all that gore. And I was like, that's all right, man. Like, I'm fucking good. And then I started thinking about it. I was like, fuck, that was really fucked up. Like, her stomach all open and shit. And I started getting, like, I started seeing spots. I'm like, oh, no, fuck that shit. I'm not passing it. So I start breathing normal and shit. My girlfriend's all fucked up. They're like, yeah, don't worry. Like, we'll fucking, we'll have this kid out in no time. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like, a minute later, like, fucking, wah, fucking, holy shit. Fucking, I'm a fucking dad now. Like, fucking great. Take the kid away. Came and saw. Got a bunch of pictures and shit. And went back to the room and had to hang out for 2 fucking more days in the hospital while she healed. But fuck it. It is life. New beginnings. Fucking. But like, even being at the hospital, like, I still have a fucking way to offend people. Even if I don't fucking mean to. Like, it's just fucked. So there's like 2 times. Like, it's like one time, it was like before she gave birth in that 32 fucking hours and shit. A doctor came in and he had Gucci loafers on. Like, this doctor was wearing, and fucking right, the guy makes like fucking $300,000 a year. He fucking rocks some fucking $3,000 Gucci loafers. But like, don't fucking rock them like with like scrubs and then you roll the scrubs up so people can see that they're Gucci. And like, the guy comes in, he's just like, oh, da da, and whatever. And he's talking to us, and I don't know how, but I packed a second hat. Like, I was wearing a, like, Chicago Bears hat, and then the second time he came in, I was wearing a Florida Marlins hat, and I just, by accident, packed the other one, but I don't know why. And he's like, what are you doing every day, changing your hat? And I was just like, man, I was like, I wish I had your money to change Gucci loafers. I'm, like, rocking $3,000 Guccis. And the guy's like, how do you know how much my, and he said, like, really, like, how do you know how much my shoes cost? And I was like, man, because those things pop up on SB every day. They're like $3,000. I see them. They're like gold bands and shit. He's like, yeah, yeah. I'm like, well, you're a doctor, so you can afford it, right? Go nuts. And he just kind of looked at me like, fuck you, you little asshole. Like, go put on a different New Era baseball cap, you fucking clown. Like, fuck you, bud. And then, like, after we had the kid, there was like the nurses all like, oh, what are you gonna name her? I'm like, well, we're gonna name her Avery. Like, Avery, oh, that's a good name. And I was like, yeah, like, you know, we were fighting about the names. Like, I wanted this name. My wife wanted the name Ellie. But every time I hear the name Ellie, I think of Legally Blonde. Remember that fucking movie Legally Blonde with Reese Witherspoon, where she's like a fucking lawyer and shit, but she's like a ditz, but she's really smart? Like, fuck that. I'm not gonna wanna like say that to my daughter and just be like, oh, you're like Reese Witherspoon. Like, fuck you. So then I said that, I was like, yeah, I'm like, yeah, that's what my wife wanted, was Reese. And I was like, no, I'm not thinking about something like retard, like that's like super smart law, like that's stupid. And then this nurse looks at me, she's like, my daughter's name is Reese, and just doesn't say anything else. And I was like, oh, no, like, it's, no, I'm talking about the name Ellie, like, it's Ellie, because it just reminded me. And she's like, oh, well, you said it reminded you of Reese Witherspoon. She's like, what's wrong with Reese Witherspoon? And I was like, you know what, fuck you. I'm going to tell you what's wrong with Reese Witherspoon. I was like, have you ever seen the DUI, the driving while under, like, the influence, like, Reese Witherspoon getting busted drunk driving? She's like, no. I was like, maybe you should look that up on YouTube. I'm like, it's the most, like, pompous fucking, like, everybody gets pulled over, they're drunk, they're belligerent, like, ah, fuck you. Reese Witherspoon was literally like, I was in Sweet Home Alabama, I'm Reese Witherspoon, do you know who I am? I was in Legally Blonde. Like, bitch, like, are you fucking serious? Like, suck a dick. Like you're fucking Oprah or something. So, like, I didn't say that, but I was like, yeah, I'm like, look at her DUI and tell me that she's a good person. Which, in retrospect, you know, everything, you know, in hindsight, everything's 100. But, like, I literally just said that she named her fucking daughter after a pompous, drunk, piece of shit woman. Yeah, I gotta fucking slow down. But at the same time, like I told you, I was running on, like, I was like, 40 hours right there. No, it was probably like 38 hours, like 4 hours of sleep. Like, I was right fucked up. Like, not in a fucking good way. So the next 2 days, like, I just went home and, like, I can't visit them. I was in the hostel for like the whole days, but I slept at my house and shit. My girlfriend's like, yo, I ordered groceries off like the grocery app, so just go pick the shit up. I'm like, all right, whatever. So I didn't pick them up. And as I'm picking up, like, we get the same groceries every week. And all of a sudden, there's just, like, these guys start, like, bringing out, like, shit tons of fucking, like, chocolate milk. And I was like, yo, bro, what the fuck is this, all this chocolate milk? He's like, I don't know, man, look at the receipts on the order. And and it's like 2 liter fucking chocolate milk jugs. And I was like, they're like, not like, they're like the kind of big ones or whatever. And I was like, okay, whatever. The guys helped me put them in the fucking car. I get home, take them out. There's fucking 16 goddamn liters of chocolate milk. I'm like, what the fuck? There's like literally like 7 or 8 fucking goddamn like liter fucking jugs of this shit. I was like, why the fuck would she order so much? So like I called her. I was like, yo, what the fuck? I sent her a picture of this just huge fridge full of fucking copious amounts of fucking chocolate milk. It's like, what the fuck happened? She's like, ah, they fucked up. Like, that's not the chocolate milk. She's like, they're supposed to be the chocolate milk that's on for like $1.50. I'm like, oh, like the like half liter, like the 500 milliliter ones, like the little smaller ones. She's like, yeah. I'm like, fuck. I'm like, well, you probably just bought like a shit ton of money in chocolate milk. So she like looks at the receipt. No, they charged us for like the $1.50, like in small chocolate milks. Got like 8 of them. They gave us like 8 large fucking 2 liter fucking jugs of fucking chocolate milk. I've been drinking chocolate milk for fucking 6 days non-fucking stop. I shit you not. And I've been like mixing them half and half because I got to the point where I'm drinking so much cocksucking chocolate milk that I'm just like, I'm waking up in the morning and puking up chocolate milk. It's fucking horrible. Ah, fuck. But 16 fucking minutes, fuck. I keep going, I guess. But fuck. I got the girlfriend and the fucking daughter home. And since the girlfriend fucking had that C-section, like, she can't do anything. She's bedridden. So now I gotta, like, change the diaper of the kid. Fucking feed the kid, burp the kid. All she's got to do is lay in bed, pump fucking titty milk with these two fucking, like, 2 suction cup machines that she just, like, puts on. And they just, like, suck the tits or suck the milk out of her tits. And I'm just, like, sitting there beside her watching, like, Netflix, like, Jesus Christ. Like, she's like, yeah, like, she feeds the kid sometimes, but, like, the kid is up all fucking night now. So I'm, like, up feeding the kid. 5 minutes later, the kid shits its pants. And, like, I keep hearing all these, like, really, like, little interesting facts from my girlfriend. Like, oh, her eyeballs are this size and her stomach is the size of a cherry. And it's like, I don't know if I believe that shit. Because, like, I don't know if it's just because it's my kid, but this little fucking kid, like, this little girl that's fucking 7 fucking pounds can, like, shit, like, black as an Oreo. And it's just, like, all over her. I was like, there's no way something so small can produce so much shit. Dude, it, like, it's horrible. And the only advice I was given at the hospital was, like, don't wipe shit in her vagina. Like, okay, what? Okay, like, thank you for that. Like, she'll get an infection. Is that fucking right? Will that? And I'm, like, thinking, like, yeah, I'm, like, fucking people, like, actually are so fucking stupid when they'll have kids and, like, they don't know what the fuck they're doing. And I'm not saying I fucking know what I'm doing, please. Like, I'm not going to turn this podcast into some fucking homo fucking, like, a day in the life of a dad. Like, I'm not fucking doing that gay shit. Like, that's fucking, like, if the kid takes his shit in my mouth or something or pukes in my mouth by accident, yeah, I'm probably going to say it on here. But, like, as far as fucking, like, anything else, fuck that. But, like, being in the hospital, I thought they were like, oh, we'll give you the, like, the don't shake a baby talk. Because I kept hearing, like, don't shake a baby. Like, I'm not watching a fucking movie before I leave. They're like, they won't let you leave the hospital till, one, you fucking show them you have a fucking car seat, and two, you fucking watch Don't Shake the Baby fucking picture or video. I'm like, okay. So we're at the hospital, like, we're checking them out the other day, and I, like, go to the nurse. I was like, do I have to watch the Don't Shake a Baby fucking video? And she's like, no, you're, like, your girlfriend, like, she signed off on it. Like, we know she's in healthcare. I'm like, oh, like, so you guys just trust that we won't shake the baby? And then the nurse is really chill. She's like, yeah, like I don't mean to go on the whole don't judge book by the cover, but, like, some people, like, literally will say that, and they're like, wow, like, that's, yeah, that makes sense. Don't shake the baby because it, you know, you could hurt it. Like, holy fuck. And then I, like, literally saw it, like, that fucking day. We were walking out, wheeling her the fuck out, and we're just, like, waiting for the elevator, and there's, like, a girl and a guy fighting on the other side of, like, the little partition of the elevators, and she's just like, we don't have anything. They won't let us leave without a car seat. You need to go buy a car seat. And, like, the guy's just like, I can hear him. He's just like, babe, I don't get paid to the end of the month. I get one ODSP fucking check. And it's like, ODSP in Canada is like Ontario, like, welfare, basically. along those lines. So it's like, this dude has having a kid and he literally gets about like $1,500 a month. I was like, dude, you won't even be able to afford anything. That child, like, my God, people are fucking white trash. I was like, no, we have a fucking car seat and I got her fucking everything. She's good to fucking go. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I can't believe people have kids and just go completely just nothing. But, fuck it. It's the way she fucking is. So, I'm going to end this motherfucker, but just if we're still listening here, I hope you are. I got the kid, the 38 drug kid. I actually did it with him the other night. So I'm going to fucking tack that episode on to this episode too. Like, it's going to be two episodes, but I'm going to post it anyways because it's a goddamn gong show. He kind of goes off the rails a couple times, but... You know, he still tells a way better story than other fucking assholes. So whatever. Well, I think he was really, really fucked up when we talked. So yeah, be sure to listen to that episode because she fucking goes off the rails. 38 drugs and counting with Mike. Next episode, posting it right after this one. So everybody, I'm not gonna do that fucking goddamn intro anymore because, like I said, that shit end of waffle stomping is dead, and we're on with the new. So I'm just gonna fucking wish you motherfuckers a good weekend and get fucked up.